Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom Rastafari.
Salamta, Beta Seb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yes, 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 and the Rasta woman, you know, this platform right here, Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. Previously, some of the ones might recall, Habarim, called this Woman Wednesday, you know. So the woman have been reasoning and wisdom, so hopefully in the forwards we can have, you know, a discussion, a dialogue, a reason right here, even in connection to the live stream. So look forward, you know, onward and upward, a little bit more as we progress. But here, wisdom, the divine feminine principle, the principle saying, for males and females, for all and all.
And all.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Maybe that's another reason why Shlomo, Solomon, was the wisest man. He overstood, you know, the importance of the woman, but especially the divine feminine wisdom, the key and the central teacher and proverb is actually wisdom. But here, Dennis, the Prince of Reggae, on today's podcast, this evening podcast here, wisdom.
Life.
trace back the two roads to roads before I. It's 47 sabbatical study right here, and this is Shavuot 7, Rastafari sabbatical study here. We have Sabbath behold. Senbet and behold, look, see, here it is. Before I, Braka Ukalala, blessing, prosperity, increase, or curse, or decrease. Before every man, there's two ways. Choose life. Yes, I, the life, the liberty of the King of Kings Christ.
For they shall be an offering of thy father, and for my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law of
the mother. Yes,
refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
And it's a protege, eh?
Yeah.
Chronics are where you stay, eh?
Me
see a way, drastically straight from hypocrisy I say, hey. Every man to them own a philosophy. I live the proper way and then me read a chapter daily. Man they in a city hungry and no eat. And food they down a country just a drop off of the tree then. You see say poverty no real then, is what the reason revealing.
I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. I provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees. Really, yeah.
When the rain hits a pot on the roof, herb just a steam pepper pot on its soup. Life is a dream if you got gratitude. So God tells the regime them can't stop what we do now. Information you think on your own, or else you're a slave to the things that you know. What do you know if you learn every day? So be careful of things where you say.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I just go where the trade wind blows, sending love to my friends and foes. And that's a ball.
It is of importance the I and I gather. If we cannot show now a balance that we are, how do we propose then to carry it abroad? Cannot go to Ethiopia and you not have a plan. The building of a nation and a helper and every one a lover, one a man is just a man. It shall be a coronation when we land, land, land.
Who knows? I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. I provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees. Really well.
And I say we just
who knows, who knows?
Yeah, man.
Who knows?
We just move with time.
I'm pleased
and give
to be chilling in the West Indies.
Day, the midway day, the heartical day between the two the threes and threes, the upper chakras, the lower chakras, the seven in man, the seals in man. Here, 7 days, we're at the third day, and the psalm for the third day, interesting psalm right here, here, here. But of course, the standing psalm as chant in the tabernacle, as also said to have been chanted in the temple of Jerusalem, we have Psalm 94. Touched on it before, how it has an interesting theme, Chavarim, but here, let's give here, 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 here. Yes, sir.
Bon again, Shalom Chavarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Here, 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 the Wednesday psalm, the fourth day psalm. We look at the days of the week like the menorah. You know, it says there's that central shaft, that shamash, you call the sun the shamash, the central shaft, like the heart. The heart is in the center between the three upper and the three lower right there. So here, looking at the Wednesday, and the psalm is interesting because it's a different theme, Chavarim, than some of the other psalms here. We say all vengeance belong to Jah. Well, this psalm is about Jah's vengeance. Sister Aisha. Bring forward the tune, Jah Vengeance.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Abba
Yerushalayim. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
Here, the fourth Aliyah here for day four. Yes, I.
Here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear. Here for the Rabbi'i Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Re'ei, Sabbath, behold. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, here Deuteronomy chapter 14, for the Rabbi'i Aliyah, for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering up for this Shabbat Re'ei. Banim atem la Yahuwah Elohekem lo tita gida dudu lo tasimu karcha bein ayinekem lamet ye y'all are the children of Yahuwah Elohekem of Jehovah y'all Elohim. Banim atem la Yahuwah Elohekem. Ye, y'all, shall not cut yourselves, lo tita gididu, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. With lo ta simu akarha bein ayinekem lamet, for thou art an holy people, a set apart people, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah, the I Elohim. Yahweh, Jehovah, hath chosen thee, I, to be a peculiar treasure, the peculiar people to himself, above all the nations, the Goyim, the nationalities that are upon the earth, the plain. The dietary, the levity laws, Torot, directions, instructions. Verse 3. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which ye all shall eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart and the roebuck, and the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pigarg, and the wild ox, and the chamois, and every beast that parteth the hoof and cleaveth the cleft into two claws, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that ye y'all shall eat. Nevertheless, these ye y'all shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel, and the hare, and the coney. For they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof. Therefore, they are unclean to you. And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean to you. Ye, y'all shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. These ye, Y'all shall eat of all that are in the waters. All that have fins and scales shall ye eat. And whatsoever hath not fins and scales ye, y'all may not eat. It is unclean to you. Of all clean birds ye, y'all shall eat. But these are they, of which ye, y'all shall not eat. The eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the glade, and the kite, and the vulture after his kind, and every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the night hawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, the little owl, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gyre eagle, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat, and every creeping thing that flieth is unclean to you. They shall not be eaten, but of all clean fowls ye, y'all may eat. Ye, y'all shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it to the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it, or thou mayest sell it to an alien, for thou art an holy people, a set apart people, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk. And hear, Shema, give ear. Hear for the Hamishi Aliyah. Hear for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up for this Shabbat Re'eh, Sabbath, behold. Here picking up with fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 14. Here at verse 22. Osera te, osera eta kola te, buat zar eka, hayayotzea ha sade, shana shana. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed. Osera te, osera et kola te, buata zar eka. That the field bringeth forth year by year. Hayotzeya ha sadeh shana shana. And thou shalt eat lifnei Yahuwah Elohecha, before Jehovah the I Elohim, in the place, the makom, which he shall choose to place Shemo, his name, there. The tithe of thy corn, and of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, shall choose to set Shemo, his name, there, when Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath blessed thee, then, shalt thou turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and shalt go to the place, the makom, which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul, thy nefesh, thy psyche desireth, and thou shalt eat there, lifnei Yahuwah Elheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household, and Halewi, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year, and shalt lay it up within thy gates. And Halewi, the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah the Elohim may bless thee in all the work of thine hand, thine yad, which thou doest. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Kingdom. Oh, no, 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 but by the way.
blessed, blessed are they that keep the commandments. See, seen, sight, Shema'a, Yisrael. Hear this.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble.
What did I and my brother say? Live by the Torah and the wicked are crumble. Chant up two psalms. So the evening psalm for the Wednesday, the fourth day of the Shavuot, the seventh, Psalm 94. And here, today's daily psalm, a first ear. Here, Psalm 16.
Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Shomreni el, ki hasiti vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata. Tovati val aleha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible, shout.
Yes. Apologies, brothers and sisters, once again.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble.
Live by the Torah. So here we have Mizmor Tet Zayin Tet Zayin. Psalm 16, Psalm XVI. Here. Alphanumerically, Mizmor Tet Zayin. Happiness through Elohim, the true God, the source, the power, the Almighty I, through Hailahim. Here we have another Miktam Lidawid, another golden composition, Miktam of David. Right here, also sometimes brought out as a composition, a poem, a teaching, but in the sense of a golden composition, a monumental form. There's some principles here, namely to the theme, happiness through Elohim. Apart from the prayer, there's a prayer to Tefillah. In the opening words, the Mizmor, the song, the chant, is a hymn of joy. Ineffable, unexpressible happiness has been his lot and I and I lot because of his complete submission to Hailahim, to the power, the true good, the true God, to the source. Now, some say it's pure speculation to assign the composition here, Mizmor Tet Zayin, to any particular period of David's life and liberty. So here it's like a principal psalm, a miktam, a golden composition right here. Miktam, keep me, O Elohim, preserve me, keep me, shamrei me, shamrei ni, shamer ani. Ani, I, Shamrei, Ni, El, Hayel, Power, El, Source, Ki, For, Chasiti, Bak, Chasiti. I have taken refuge, the word Chasa, Chasa, like to flee, like to run, to flee. I fleed, Bak, in the eye, like to thee, but the sense in the Hebrew a little more forceful, like in the eye, right? I flee in the eye. So there's a general prayer beginning with the opening words, Shamreini, preserve me, keep I, guard I, hedge about I. This is the prayer from a trusting nefesh, trusting psyche. And it's not a cry, a call, a shout for help in a situation of danger. It's not that sort of a keep me, preserve I. Thou art Adonai, Adonai. I have said to he who be who he be, let the I be Amarit, Amarit. Here we have an interesting sense, Amarit, right? Amarit. Now, the translation here, according to the Masoretic, there's a different pointing of the Hebrew. Now, usually when to say like I said, Amarti, instead of Amarit, Amarit. Now, Amarit in the Hebrew, some presuppose, some ancient versions have this, the MT, the Masoretic text. Some would render this as thou. Amarit is like saying to you, female, like Amarit. Amariti is like I have Amarit, I have said. Amarit is like thou, speaking to a female, has said. So reading it according to the Masoretic right here, we have Amarit la Yahuwah, Adonai ata, thou, female, has said. Now, what is meant here? Now, of course, from an English Western Gentile perspective, this might seem, Chabarim, somewhat confusing. So why isn't it that I, Amarti, as a translator, right, says, I have said, right? I have said. But here we have you have said. So who is the you? Who is this female Amarit speaker, sayer? Amarit, La Yahuwah, La Yahuwah. Adonai, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Lord, Sovereign, Master, Ata, the I, male, be. But here we're speaking of the soul. Remember, it's a general tefillah, a prayer from a trusting nefesh. Now, the nefesh, this is principles right here, principle over personalities, the principles here. The nefesh, Afro-Asiatically, Afro-Shemitically in the Hebrew, in the Royal Amharic, in the Guz. According to the Afro-Semitic, the soul is feminine, and whether in male or female. The soul, right, is of the feminine, we say the polarity. If we take it to the Kabbalion and to the hermeneutics, you know, genders and all, well, the soul, the psyche, right, is of the feminine gender. This is just a science, the Hebrew, according to the Hebrew science. So as we look at the Hebrew here, we get something that we don't get just by looking at, say, the translation. Translation says, I have said to Jehovah, thou art my God. But the thou, right, is really thou, she. So here, David is speaking to his soul, his psyche, because the soul without instruction. He's saying, thou, speaking to she. So it's like I and I, in a medi, in a prayer, in a meditation, speaking to my soul, speaking to my psyche, my nefesh, nafshi. Recognizing the reality, right, that the soul is she, is feminine, whether in according to the principle, according to the Hebrew, we say the science of the Hebrew, the Afro-Shemitic languages, I'm saying to my soul, that you, she, at, instead of ata, the pronoun, but here we have the verb, amarit. Now, if we're saying to a man, like let's say to a man, like say, bro, you have said, Amarta, Amarta, Amarit, is here speaking to a woman. So I'm speaking to a woman and saying to, hey, baby, you have said, yeah, I know you said this, Amarit Alayahua, Adonai, Ata, he's saying to his soul, you have said. So that his soul, his psyche, that she has said to he who be who he be, she has said, Amarit, to he who be who he be, Layahua, Adonai, my Adonai, my sovereign, my master, Adonai, Ata, you be, the I be, I have no good but in thee. Tovati bal aleka, tovati, right, my good or good, for I, my good, tovati, bal, not, aleka, except for, but for, except for, upon the eye, my only good, so the soul. So here Dawid is saying that, remember, man is a trinity. Let's just bring this out Hebraically from the core, the groundation. How do we know man is a trinity? Because man has spirit, soul, and the carbon organic structure known as the body. So man is a trinity, just a principle. Yes, man was created in the image and the likeness of he who be who he be, and male and female, right? Doesn't say that, male and female, because the soul, the psyche. So here, the I have said, thou has said, thou, female has said, the soul has said. Now, if this, we bring this out and adopt this reading according to the plain of the Hebrew, the plain meaning of the Hebrew, we must understand that the speaker here is addressing his soul, nafsho. He's addressing his psyche, addressing his soul. Now, this is a very interesting concept, and we don't see this in Western Gentile so-called spirituality. But then in studying the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew and the corresponding Afro-Shemitic languages, they all keep to this principle, these basic principles, right, that the soul, right, is she. And here in the psalm where it says, I have said to Jehovah, right, it's really you have said, my soul speaking to her, you have said to he who be who he be, that he be Adonai, Adonai, and that you have no good, that she has no good, that our soul, our psychic good is only upon the I, only upon he who be who he be, only upon the Most High. So Adonai, this is a noun. And Adonai is not really the divine name so much, even though many Yehudi use it as a substitute for the Hashem, Yahweh, Wahey, right, the Yod-Heh, Wahey, right? But it's not a divine, you could say it's not the divine name in this sense, right? It's not the divine name in this sense, but it's here saying my master, my sovereign, right? You could say even my controller, my boss, right? To whom I, she, the psyche, whom she submits. And she declares, a declarative here, I have no good but in the I, the soul, the psyche, is saying of itself that it's only good, right? It's truly in he who be who he be. Elohim is the source, right? Is the source, not the resource, but the source from who comes all, right, that he desires, the man praying the prayer, but that desire, the seat of the desire is the soul, is the psyche. So here we have in the opening verses his acknowledgement of Elohim. And in his acknowledgement of Elohim is his knowledge, his gnosis, right, of the true science, right, of the Trinity in man, the spirit, the soul, right, and the carbon organic structure called the body or the form, made in the image and after the likeness. So here, just the opening of today's daily psalm right here, just touching on these verses here as we segue. Right, we're about to go into the fourth and the fifth aliyah that we shared here, because we have the fourth day of the Shavuah, and according to the precept and the practice to make perfect an aliyah a day, that means in the Torah reading and feeding, for example, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26, or Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17, that reading there, Hebraically, Judaically, is seven parts of the reading. And on the Sabbath day, the Shabbat day, right, those seven, right, one step up to read those and to offer that. That's the offering right there, that word, sound, and power. But then during the Shabuah leading up to the seventh, the fulfillment of the Shabuah, the weak, the strong, we can study it. Like they say, a chapter day. You hear one-to-one say, read a chapter day. Well, I and I say, we read and study. And Aliyah day, the bite-sized portion of the sabbatical manna, the manna. But we'd like to zoom into one particular point that came through. We're going to say this at the end of the audible, where it speaks about tithes. Because we got to hear, we didn't hear it directly, but we heard others say, and it seems to be true, that Creflo Dollar and maybe some other preachers and pastors, you know, are beginning to admit or maybe see the light that what they preach, right, in quote Christianities wasn't exactly right and accurate concerning the tithe. So we heard that Creflo Dollar said that maybe he'd been doing this tithe thing all wrong or something like that. So, you know, I say good work, Habareem, brothers and sisters, even of the other camps that have been finding, you know, studying the Torah and the scripture and say, wait, hold on for a moment. You know, what the pastor and the preacher in the New Testament saying that we're not under the law no more, but then he goes to this tithe thing from the Old Testament. But here in this 47th sabbatical study, there's an interesting note. And in fact, let's just go there. Let's just go there right here and just keep this all together right here, here, here. We're going to return to Psalm 16 as we move forward. Habareem. So here we had read the fourth Aliyah. And we had touched on chapter 14, verse 22, when we went into the fifth Aliyah. So we're going to zoom in on that right there and then give a brief synopsis of where we're at right here. And the question here, just zooming on the 40th question here for this 47th sabbatical study for Shabbat Re'eh, Sabbath See, Seen, Sight, Sabbath Behold, Senbet Enecho. Here, here, here. 40th question. How much of a tithe being a tenth, maaser, right, is required to be given, according to HaTorah here, to HaLewim, to HaLewim, to the Levites, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. So I think this is an important teaching here on tithe, the principle of tithe. We hear a lot about tithe, right? Some of you might have heard that Torah observant Yehudi, Torah observant Jews, that not only do they give 10%, right? How many of you have heard that many Torah observant Jews give 22.5%, right? And some say 20, some say 22. Some even say 22.5%, but why does it seem to be doubled, right? Doubled, because some think, okay, the tenth is a tithe, and when do we give this, according to HaTorah? Now, if you're in the church, right, in the churches, it's basically whenever you get a paycheck, because that's your income. Well, it all depends on how well you understand what income really is from the foundation. See, income, what is income really? Now, some people who kind of like wrestle with the IRS, and this is not no tax information. We're not giving no tax advice. Disclaimer, no taxation advice. But basically, a lot of common law, what was practiced in Europe and other areas of where the black royalty and nobility ruled and how we introduced Torah even there or the scripture, the Bible, right, as well as the black Christ and the black Madonna, the black mother, that many of these practices from Torah, right, have become part of like European, like in British, they call it common law. Some things are common law. And many of these things amongst the children of the British came over here, you know, even as part of even the better parts of law, right, even over here. You know, like a trial by jury, the grand jury, all of that is like when we read earlier in the Torah that if a man, you know, accidentally or he claims it was an accident, we don't know just yet, he killed another man, he's to run to a refuge city so that a relative don't get him on site. And then we have a trial, we have like a grand jury, right, among the priests, the shoftim, the elders, those instructed in John Law, who are known as the Elohim. This is where Psalm 82 gets confused among a lot of people, because when it talks about the Elohim there, according to HaTorah, it's talking about the shoftim. It's talking about the judges of Yisrael, right, who are to administer justice, because the judgment, right? The judgment, the mishpatim is ha'elohim, ha'elohim. So the judges basically represent the Elohim, not as an individual Elohim. Like, so if I'm a judge and my brothers are judges, then collectively we are the shoftim. Singularly, I'm a shofet, right? I'm a judge. But collectively, we judge. And in our role as judging and administering Jah-law, we are known as the Elohim. This is why Psalm 82 says, I have said that all of you are Elohim, right? You know, and the sons, you know, of the highest. But here, this is zooming on this right here concerning tithe. I just want to connect some of the dots that often get confusing, right? When we just approach the Hebrew scriptures from Western Gentile mind, it can get very, you know, confusing because we're not using the right POV. We're using the wrong interface. We're using the wrong code. Therefore, we're getting the wrong conclusion, the wrong results. So question 40 here is, how much of a tithe, the tithe is a tenth, maaser, is required to be given to Halloween? So let's go right here to chapter 14 here in the Re'eh for this sabbatical manna, this angel bread, this manna, who? What is it? Manna, whatness. So we get into the whatness of the angel's bread by studying to shew ourselves approved. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, this is the beginning of the Hamishi. Really for like the fifth day, usually the Hamishi. Here we're at the Rebbe'i, Yom HaRebbe'i, the fourth day, right? So in the principle of Aliyah Day, this is upcoming. But since we shared it in the audible, let's zoom in right here. The Hamishi Aliyah that begins at Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, for this Shabbat Re'eh, this Sabbath scene. Maybe we call it Sabbath Zin. Remember the last man said, scene, sight. It's like what Miss say. Do you see what I say? Same thing that Moshe is saying here in this Torah reading and feeding. He says, seen, sight, I have put before you, set before you the baraka ukalala, a blessing and a curse. But here, thou shalt surely tithe all the increase of thy seed, that which is brought forth in the field, year by year. So what is income? First of all, income in the true type is what comes in from the land, what grows from the land, and also what increased from the cattle. So in other words, if I have 10 ox, right? I have a 10 ox this year, right? And next year, right? Next year they increased, right? You know, they were doing the business. I was doing good husbandry, you know, minding my animals, you know, being good husband to the animals. I caused them to increase, you know, and they increased. You remember what Yaakov, patriarch, Abino, Jacob did, right? And they increased, right? So now I have, let's say I have 20, right? Before I had 10. Wow, they really increased. Now I have 20. Right, so it's from that increase, a tithe, a tenth of that increase. You see, this is why it isn't applied to the paycheck as the Christians do nowadays, you know, in the churches, you know, because that there is not income in the true sense. If you know what I'm saying, if you're working like a laborer and you're working for hourly labor or wage, so forth and so on, that's not increase. Now, if you have some stocks, for example, right? So you have some stocks and those stocks increase, you know, you got more profit. They have more value now, right? And you decide when that profit comes in its season. Remember, everything is in its season. Nothing here in Torah says that one gives a tithe every week. But see, that's because the pastors and the preachers, you know, are in the world and forgot not to be of the world. You see, because see, you're in the world, but you still have to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? Same thing, bills. You know, they play with the linguistic. Remember the Tower of Babel to confuse you, right? But through the Rahak Ados, you can see that it's the same thing. But they have to pay their light bill, their electric bill, and so forth and so on. Because they have church maybe one or twice day of the week. They say, hey, you know, you give your tithes an offering, and they force this tithe thing. So I would have got to dig into what Creflo Dollar, you know, what he said exactly. But it appears that hopefully, prayerfully, Maybe they really was in a stupor, you know, under this thing, like many of us were. But here, let us study so we can really understand what the word is saying here. It says, thou shalt surely tithe all the increase. Did you get that? It didn't say tithe every time, every week. It said tithe all the increase. Now, think about it for a moment. The increase from the land, right, is the crops that grow. Right? The crops that grow. That's the increase from the land. That's the income, in other words, right? And then the increase from my cattle or the livestock is as the cattle and the livestock have other cattle and livestock. That's the increase right there, right? But there's a principle that often when they kind of say, we're not under the law, then go to the New Testament and go to the book of Hebrews. They love to go to that book for tithe. You notice that? They always like to go to Hebrews. And Hebrews is basically pointing out to Brit Chadasha, New Covenant Yehudi, New Covenant Jews, right, who are inclined to believe and accept Yeshua as the Moshiach, right? This is to explain to them why and how Rabbeinu Yeshua is HaMoshiach. Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, is HaMoshiach. That's what the book of Hebrews was. It was basically like the other epistles, the epistles to the Romans, to those Hebrews, Jews, and Israelites, and others, right, strangers, you know, that sojourned among them, that were over in Rome, to those who were in Corinth, to those who were in Galatia, those in Ephesus, those over here, those over there. But then we have this one unique book that was an epistle to the Hebrews. Right? And through the epistle to the Hebrews, you notice that it takes a Torah perspective. And everything, all the quotes in the epistle to the Hebrews, including the tithes quote, it all references and reverses and points to HaTorah. So this gives the New Testament Christian a little, you know, a little kind of like a little wiggle room, right? A little wiggle room, a little slither room in a sense. They'll say, we're not under the Old Testament, because look, this is the New Testament Bible, but all the quotes are coming from the Old Testament, speaking to the people, the Hebrews, the Jews, Yehudi, who are very grounded in a Old Testament or a Brit Hayeshana perspective. So when it says, thou shalt surely tithe all the increase of thy seed, that which is brought forth in the field, Now, true, we can apply this in the second of the two truths. So we're looking at it literally, right? But the Hebrew two truths teach us of the literal sense of the word, the field, like out in the field. But then Rabbeinu, our master, Yeshua, spoke about that the world is the field. Right. And then in this life, we have different fields, you know, like you're what field are you in? I'm in this field. I'm in that field. You know, when's the last time you asked somebody what field they're in? And they say, I'm in the corn field. I'm in the corn field. I'm in the wheat field. You know, I'm in the shepherd field. No, there's different fields, occupation, right? Our occupational labor. Right. So there is an application to one's voluntarily giving. Right. Or even giving offering. Right, where they are spiritually fed, right? But it's not the way counterfeit Christianity has made one's be like Eve. So when I heard the thing about Creflo Dollar, I was actually happy about it. Not saying that the other things we agree with that we don't agree with him, but, you know, it's are you going to look at it half empty or half full? Well, you know what I'm saying? Just because we disagree with our brother on that, we don't wish his destruction, even if he wishes or thought that about us. You know what I mean? Because we're supposed to be higher and better as Yah has called us to be, not bitter. But it says that which is brought forth in the field when year by year. Now I'm reading from the Hebrew. I hope the English reads the same way. Might have to whip out the English text as well so we just compare and contrast. Because sometime in going from the Hebrew, right, Chumash, right, we call it the synagogue Torah, you know, which has the Torah and the Haftarah, right, in its proper order. Sometimes we notice that the reading might be different just on a word. And then when we notice that word there and we zoom in on it, it starts to clear our understanding, understanding, overstanding about other things. So here, it does read the same. Truly, it says, thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth year by year. So notice it didn't say month by month. You know that? It didn't say week by week. And it say day by day if you're a day laborer. So what does this old tithe thing mean in the context? So we're just zooming on this one question, but we definitely have to catch up on the questions here for this 47th There's about 62 questions. Yes, 62 chaverim. This is what it means by working out our salvation, study to shew ourselves approved, so we can know what we know, and we know that we know it. Don't have to guess it. Don't have to believe it. Don't have to assume it. But we can know it and hopefully have the experiential knowledge of it, walking it out in principle, right, in precept, in truth. So a tithe is a tenth part, right? The tithe is a tenth part. Now note, however, that after harvesting, 1/50, 1/50, 1/50, 1/50, right? Fraction here. 1/50 of the yield, is separated for HaKohen. It's separated for the priest as what is known as teruma. Take note, brothers and sisters. Take note of this. This is very, very important. Teruma. Because the tithe principle is an important principle. The problem is that many New Testament Christians have ignorantly grasped on that as a kind of almost like an ATM in a sense, especially these prosperity pastors that have been called prosperity pimps because that's what they were doing. But then when you recognize what the game is, what is the game? To say, to use that as an analogy, if one may dare speak like this, the game is HaTorah, right? It's a Torah, right? So when you peep this, you recognize where they went wrong. And maybe many of them are beginning to say, oh, wow, I really didn't know this. Did you know that after harvesting, 1/50? So that means if you had 50 crops, right? 50 increase of crops. That means one out of the 50 of them. Of the yield is separated for HaKohen as a teruma. Now, teruma in some places in the King James Version of the Bible, that's a heave. It's called a heave offering, a heave. But teruma, interesting Hebrew word, rama. Rama like means to like lift something up. So teruma has a sense of like a up offering, like a lifting up. It's almost like when you say give it up. Like give that up. You know what I mean? Almost like fly those kicks in back in the days. Basically, you take the shoes off and you kind of, you know, you give them to me. You lift them up. So the idea is you bring this gift and you lift it up, right, to the sanctuary and you offer it to the priest, right, before he who be who you be, before the Ark of the Covenant. That's the sense there. Now, after that, that's the first aspect. So how much of the tithe is required to be given to the Levites? The first thing is that after harvesting, not before harvesting, not when the crops are still growing, but after harvesting, 1/50 of the yield is separated. This is not even given to the Kohen just yet, mind you, but it's separated, right, for HaKohen, for the high priest, for the anointing of the high priest, right, as a teruma. As a heave offering, as a, like a giving it up, lifting it up, and giving it up offering. Now, after this, a tithe is given to HaLevi or the Levite. Remember, all of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites are priests, principle. Now, that first tenth tithe given to HaLevi, given to the Levite, this is called the Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser tithe, a tenth of Ma'aser, and Ma'aser, Aseret, Asera, Eser, Aseret, Debarim, HaDebarim, the 10 words are here, Ma'aser, right? A tithe, Rishon, Rishon is the first. So the Ma'aser Rishon is the first tithe. Now, beside this, see, now some people think that you just end it there, just give a tithe of whatever you make, your wages. No, it wasn't even wages. Why is this important? Let me just give an example why this is important. Because we can read about this here in the wilderness and talk about this, but when we have to live this, it becomes a whole different thing. And it'll show how well we studied it and how well we understood it. Okay, why is wages different than income? Well, not everyone in Israel or of Israel owned land, had title to land. The only one who has title to land of Israel, according to HaTorah, is those who can trace their pedigree, right, to the one of the 12 sons of Jacob, the Bnei Ya'akov, This is why Numbers read the way it reads, and this is why we have said to some of our fellow One Westerners, One West Camps, ISUBK, that we always what you're saying there about you are what your father is to a certain basic extent, but you're all off. You're wrong. Because they're not really understanding, right, that there are those who are Israelites, right, but they're like those who are, how can I say, today we have the same thing. They've been nationalized. That's why it says there's one law to the homeborn. That means the one who's born in the land, the homie, so to speak, and to the stranger that sojourns with them. Not the stranger who's over in the strange land, but to the stranger in our land who lives with us, who's one with us, right, and who worships and believes with us. This is the difference. So there's one law. I could point out examples with Uriah. Was Uriah the husband of Bathsheba, even Bathsheba? Were they Israelites? Did they descend, right? Did they really descend from Jacob's seed? But they were Israelites. Shaq, look at Doeg, right? Dog, Doeg, the Edomite, one of the shepherds, right? One of the farmers, the shepherds of the king Saul, right? He was an Israelite, right, in the sense of he lived with us, amongst us, and he was wise in the Torah too. That Edomite, he knew Torah, right? He was a wicked, ratchet person, yes, you know. However, he was still one of us, so there were other ones who lived amongst us. That's why the law is written in that sense. There shall be one law to the homeborn as well as the stranger that sojourns. The key part, the part you need to underline, is that sojourns with I and I. Right, so that principle right there. Now, only those who could trace their descendancy, their pedigree, so to speak, to the 12 sons, to the patriarchs, the one of the 12 sons of Yaakov, of Jacob, they would have title to land. But there was a requirement upon them in the wilderness. Remember the spies who told lies, the 10 spies? Well, they were those who were chosen, because their pedigree led to the descendancy from Jacob. Because remember, Jah promised to Abraham and his seed, and the seed shall be called in Yitzhak. And Yitzhak, right, he had, or through Rebekah, he had Esau and Jacob, right? And Esau sold his birthright, so he basically sold himself out. So it came down to Jacob. Right, and therefore Jacob, the one called Yisrael, and his 12 sons. So you see the order, just to show the order. So Jah, in keeping to his word, he said to Abraham, right, and that seed, and the seed shall be called an Isaac, right, and then he affirmed it to Isaac, right, and then he affirmed it, right, to Jacob, to Yaakov, not to Esau. That's why we say that Jacob is the Hebrew, not Esau. Some of you who think that Esau is a Hebrew, you really don't understand what Hebrew means, according to HaTorah, right? That's okay. A lot of things we don't understand, but that's why it says to study to show ourselves approved. So the difference between wages and tithes is the same as the difference between land title. Those who have land title have it individually because their pedigree goes back to the patriarchs of that tribe. But they also have it collectively with the fellow members of that tribe. But as in the wilderness, when we get in the book of Numbers, them being numbered and named to be part of the army, they have to work. In other words, you know, faith about works is dead. So they have the faith that this was given to our patriarchs. Now they have to suit up and boot up, right, and drive out, right, the tenants or the occupants of Jalan, because the earth is Jehovah, right, and the fullness thereof. So we don't believe it like some people believe, because people have been squatting on land of Jehovah for 1,000 years. This land is necessarily their land. Not according to Jehovah. If Jah is earth's rightful ruler and he's the landlord, then don't the landlord have a right? I mean, if you own a property and somebody's been living there for a long time, but now their tenancy is up, do you not have a right to evict them? They could go in to say, well, I've been here. Yeah, I know you did, but, you know, there's a lot of problems, but now I'm not going to renew the lease. That's basically the situation with the Canaanites from the divine perspective, right? So the difference here is this, that when it was time to give tithes, only those who had land title had a duty and an obligation. Other ones who lived in Israel, who maybe rented land or leased land for a time but had no title to the land because their pedigree did not descend from the 12 sons of Jacob, right? They were not necessarily under that requirement as the sons of Israel were. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, the land in Israel, ideally according to Jah's plan, it belongs to the Israelites who can trace their descendancy to the 12 patriarchs. The other peoples, even if they are nationalized as Israelites, they can own land in a rental sense. But remember, with the Shemitah and with the Jubilee year, everything goes back to the original title holders every 50 years, and the debts are cleared in Israel, right? So for all Israelites, right, homeborn, foreigners, sojourners, debts are cleared, right? All who are under and in our direct instruction, HaTorah, the debts are cleared. For foreign nations and foreign people, no, we still keep those debts. For all who are in Torah and all who are in this covenant, we don't charge them any, we don't give them no money on usury, on interest. For foreign nations, when the Jubilee comes, the foreign nations still owe us whatever the monies we gave them. We don't cancel those debts. But for all Israel, right, for the homeborn and the strangers that sojourn, we cancel all debts. Are you overstanding the difference? Right? See, this is how it works. This is how it operates. So when you hear people say about the Jews, whether European or otherwise, they say, oh, the Jews in the Torah said they're not supposed to charge interest, but they go around making money off of interest. But what you don't understand is one and one with themselves, they can't even charge themselves interest because the next Jew knows that you can't do this to me. I'm in Torah too, right? But for other nations that don't sojourn in the consciousness of Torah, it is perfectly right and accurate. After all, you don't have to get a loan from that person. You could go to somebody else, can't you? Huh? If you're not a part of that, not if you are part of that, right, and can prove and verify you are part of that, well, the same rights should be extended to them. You see what I'm saying? And this is where we get some of our European and some of them on some of these things. It's not because they are European or white and call themselves Jew or whatever like that, but they now extend that that Torah observation to I and I. And that right there can be called racism, or even in reverse use, that can be called anti-Semitism, right? That's anti-Semitic. Even if we are black and brown Israelites, that's still anti-Semitic. You know, we're observing this. You say you're observing this, but yet you want to bias us. The Torah says different than that, you see. But anyway, I just want to bring up that particular point that when it said three times in a year, all the males of Israel, right, shall bring forth, right, shall present themselves, shall appear in the place that Jehovah has said his name, and they shall not come empty. You know, and the Torah says that three times in a year, all the males of Israel, the sons of Israel, shall present themselves in the place that Jehovah has placed his name, and they shall not appear empty. In fact, right now we're working on our way up to the third time this year right here, the fall festival season, with the Day of Trumpets, Yom HaKippurim, and Tabernacles coming up in the seventh month, the seventh moon, right here, here, here. So note when it says, they shall not appear empty. It says all of the males of Israel. Now, some will say, oh, that's sexist. No, it's not. There's nothing about Torah in truth is really sexist. In fact, this Torah is actually more liberating, right, when you have the code to interpret it correctly and not from a foreign mind. The problem has been this foreign mind, you know, other people that don't have no roots, you know, in this. Because when we see the roots in this, like we explained to you and shared with you the difference in the fact that only sons of Israel, right, who can trace their pedigree back to the sons of Jacob, had a right to own land. But then they also had a corollary responsibility to be a part of the vanguard and to fight. That means that maybe they would fight. If they died, then that would go to their son or to their family, so forth and so on. But they had to put in that work. You know the principle, right? Even in the New Testament says faith without works is dead. So they had faith that Jehovah brought them out and did this and promised their ancestors this and that. But now they had to exercise it. And when Jah was so disappointed with those spies, those warriors, they were warriors, fighters, bad men. Right? It's like amongst our people in the wilderness of North America. It's interesting. We can be bad men in our own community. Every man can be bad man with his brother, right? But then he screams and cries, the police brutality. Word. Ain't, that's what happened to Israelites. And not only that, but he slandered the land, right? That's why Jah was about to destroy them. So we have here in the Torah, Moses, Moshe instructing a new generation, their children,
about what happened with their parents' generation, and their children now are a part of that number, and they're about to go into the land, right? So these direction instructions are saying, here's what you shall do. Jah being earth's rightful ruler and the landlord is giving them this land. And the landlord, there's not a landlord, if you're owner of a property, don't you have a right to dictate the terms and conditions? You see what I'm saying? Now, people say, well, that's God, but God, well, didn't he make man in his own image after his likeness? So, well, deuces. So here we have the after harvesting. Let's get through this right here. Look at the time, right? Right here. 1/50th of the yield is separated for the priest, the Kohen. That's a teruma. After that, a tenth is given to the Levite, right? A tithe. That's the Maaser Rishon, the first tithe. Now, besides this, there's another tenth that is separated to be eaten at the Mishkan, at the sanctuary or the temple during celebrations. So when you're reading through all of this, as well as it's study, right? When we're reading through it and then we study, we begin to see, oh, that's why it says even in this fourth and fifth aliyah right here, you know, whatever your soul desires or lusts after, you know, so that you can eat and rejoice in Jehovah. So that means that some of the tithes that we would put aside was when we would go to the holy city in the place that Jah has set his name and the ark, right, to rejoice and to celebrate. So some of the tithe was not even given to the priests or the Levites. Check, check. Remember, there's another tithe, another tenth that is separated to be eaten at the Mishkan, at the sanctuary, during the celebrations. And now this is called the Maaser Sheni. Sheni meaning two or second. Maaser, the tithe, the second tithe. Maaser Sheni. Now, note that during the third and the sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, now the Shemitah cycle, right, that's the seven-year cycle. Now, during the third and the sixth years of that cycle, the second tithe, check, is given to the poor amongst us according to Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 28. And this is what we have. And at the end, or at the end of every 3 years, even in the same year, thou shalt bring forth all the tithes of thine increase. So what's happening year by year is we're stacking up the tithe, right? And then at the appointed times, we bring it forth. And shall lay it up within thy gates. You see what it says? Shall lay it up within thy gates. So the tithe is not that you get your paycheck and you, no, it's stacked up, but it's not even the paycheck. Paycheck is a whole different thing. For example, I may own a piece of land and I have those, you know, foreign and domestic that work for me, right? When the high holy days, I have a covenant responsibility to appear in that place if I'm a man, a male of Israel, and I'm in my covenant keeping responsibility. And when I go there, I don't go there empty hands, because during the years, I have stored away the increase in the tithe for whom the tithe is due. You know what I'm saying? So that's the sense right there. And all of this, the church never taught. This is called this second right tithe, that during the third and the sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, a second tithe, right? The second tithe is given to the poor amongst us. Deuteronomy chapter 14. Verse 28, right? Verse 28, going on, verse 29, and the Levite, because he hath no portion nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. That means within Israel, generally speaking, and those that might live on our, you know, land, right? Within those gates of our respective inheritance. Right, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahuwah Eloheka, that Jehovah thy Elohim may bless, may increase thee in all the work of thy hand that thou doest. This is an interesting verse right here, because it almost implies that if you're stingy and niggardly, so to speak, right, that he who be thy source will not increase you. So instead of the baraka, you get a kalala, because you took what Jah said as being trivial, right? And you lessen the significance of it. So he's going to lessen the work of your hands. That means you might be working hard. But because of this neglect,
right? The neglect of who? The neglect of the stranger, the neglect of the fatherless, the neglect of the widow that are within thy gates. And because they're not eating, but you're eating all the good of Jah land, right? Yeah, you're working, but he's not going to bless the work of your hand. So it seems to be that there's a conditionality, right? You know, as Yeshua said to us, right? Love one another like he loved us. There's a condition. So we're to love one another, not according to how I want to love you or how you love me, but how our master that we have in common has loved I. So this tithes for the poor, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 28, going forward, right, to verse 28. Is that to the end of the chapter once again? Well, here, yeah, this is the end of the chapter, right here. So this is called the Ma'aser Oni, the Ma'aser Oni or Ma'aser Oni, not Ani. Ani is I, Oni is poor, or some would say that's Oni, Ma'aser Oni, the poor tithe. Now, finally, on the Shemitah year, what is the Shemitah year? Shemitah means release. Right? The seventh year of the cycle. So the cycles, understanding cycles. Right? None of the tithing laws are applied during the Shemitah year. None of the tithing laws are applied. Now this implies, the implication as we study this, is that we should donate, right? The principle, right, that can be mathematically deduced from HaTorah, according to the science of the Torah, that we should donate one-fifth of our resources to fulfill the mitzvah, the commandment of tzedakah, of righteous giving, or of charity, the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, note that money is also an acceptable form of tithing. Now, I saw some memes out there for some of the other Israelites. They say, you know, they was going against the Christians and the churches and the black pastors and prosperity pimps or whatever they call them, right? They were basically saying that, oh, it wasn't about money. It was about animals and crops. Well, yes, it was, but it was also about money. It said that if you got all these things, you know, in your barn and you recognize, man, Yerushalayim is a big tribe. I don't know how I'm going to carry all of that. What does HaTorah say? You convert that into money. You convert it into money. You evaluate it and convert it into cash, or what we call the Ma'aser Kesafim. Kesef, the silver currency, right? Ma'aser, the tithes of the Kesafim, of the Kesef, or one might say the silver, to say the shekels. So there is money. And it's money is used when the way is too long, right? And what we got is too enough, right, to carry that the distance, right? We convert the value of what we have stored, right, into money, and we carry the money. And when we get to the holy city during the oblation, the celebration, as Jah says, whatever our soul, notice the language, whatever our soul lusteth. Now, lust gets confused. People always think about sex when they think of lust. Right. But according to the principle of the word, what the word really means, whatever you have a strong desire for. And in the context here, lest people get the wrong impression, since we are Torah observant and we're doing this because of the Torah, it doesn't mean anything that violates the principle of HaTorah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just anything we desire. Hey, you desire, you want to eat this kind of food, you want to eat that kind of food, it's all kosher. Go for it. Right? You know, and just make sure you rejoice. For the purpose of many, if not most of the holy season is to joy, right? The joy. One of the commandments that we're to do, you know, to keep is to joy. I find that to be the most interesting commandment, don't you? To joy. That joy is a commandment. You ever go through those times and stages where you say, man, I can't laugh right now. You know, but don't let the devil get your crown. Rejoice in he who be.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them God.
Yes! Rastafari.
Yes!
Rastafari.
Yes!
Rastafari.
So look a bit more right there on the tithe. But just breaking down to some of the principles of the tithe. So when we're listening to this reading or listening to that, we need to take some time and study. to see how it really works together. We're hearing thou should do this, thou should do that, thou should do this, and don't do this, and don't do that. But we're not really seeing how it works together truly as a divine order, divine system. And hopefully that reasoning briefly on the tithe will show you that it's more relevant, right? It's more relevant to us and to our good, as it says, to keep his commandment for our good. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, looking at the 23 minutes right here on the board right here. Hopefully we have the full of the Iowa, right, the hour coming forward. We have a psalm, today's daily psalm. We shared just a first reading right here. Let's just hear it again and go up into the build right here. We have the Royal Amharic right here, first up. Also more on the Hebrew. There's an important point we'd like to share that comes out of studying today's daily psalm. And this point right here is concerning the Birkot, Ha-Nahanim, right? The blessings, right, before and after eating, right? Where we get the principles from this Torah, also in this Torah reading and feeding these Torah portions here, and also in today's daily psalm, the principles of the word, sound, and power, the Baraka. Right, that word, sound, and power of prosperity and increase that we say to he who be who he be, both before and after eating, and also the principle of why is that important. But here, Alpha Omega, here on the Chronic Dove, right here, today's daily song, right here.
Psalm 60.
Mizmor Tetzai. Nichtam.
Head by the dust, watch them on the green, let me fly down far.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. My trust.
Shomreni El, Di Hasidi Vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord,
Adonai ata, Tovati val aleha,
thou art my Lord,
Adonai,
my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god, to another god, to another god, to another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, will I not offer, will I not offer, will I not offer, will
I not offer. Yeah. From today's Daily Psalm, Royal Amharic riding up, King of Kings Bible here on the Gladiators. Happy man, happiness to Elohim.
مزمور أسرامس بكرنف أسراسدس يداويد كنيس عبيتو بانتا تامن يالهن ناتبك اكزي عبيرن انتا جيتاين احال تانتا بكر بقونة يلن فكادو كلو بمدر بالو تقدسان الناك بوران لاينا ودلي العالم مفات انوت مكارات شوي بزاك يقربانات شونم دم اني علاف السو ስማቸውንም በከንፈር ያልጣ እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጥዋይ ነው እጣይንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀች እርስቴም ተዋበች የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካለሁ ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገስሱኝ ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክ ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል ምናሴም ሐሴት አደረገች ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋት ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተው የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብ በቀኝም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ
Psalm 16
Mizmor Tetzayin Michtam,
Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, Ledavid.
Preserve me, O God. For in Thee do I put my trust. My trust.
Shomreni El, ki hasidi vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata. Tovati val aleha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh forth holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Ras Paulos. Yeah, that tune right there. Happy Man Gladiators. Just for ones and ones to hear them, Harik. Hope ones enjoy that tune right there. But just hear a little more acapella-wise right here before we ride up going through the verse by verse. Today's daily psalm from the King of Kings Bible, first of all. Hear acapella-wise. Yeah, really. Psalm 16.
Mazmur 15. Bekadnif 16. Yedawit. ቀኒ አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና ጠብቀኝ እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አልሁ ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰውም ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጠራም እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው እጣይንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀችልኝ ርስቴም ተዋበችልኝ የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካለሁ ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገሥጹኛል ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክም ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትምና ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወውም የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኸኝ በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ
As Brahana Selassie says, another lyric, another verse in Amharic. Right here, 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 let's ride up.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia, Menach, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic. See? So this is what kind of cause I think with that. Some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
All right, so let's put in this work right here, verse by verse. HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side of KJV, right here, here, here. Give ear, right here. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
We have today's daily psalm is Mura Dawit. Salam to Kenai's Tilling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm is Mura Dawit Asara Siddist. Psalm 16, from the Metzahaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Karamawi, Karamawi, Haile Selassie. So here we have Psalm 16, and we'll compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, with the KJV. And today's daily psalm is themed at Kaziyaviha Riste. Exiavihar is my inheritance, sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father is my inheritance. Exiavihar riste. Rist inheritance, riste. Exiavihar riste. Exiavihar is my inheritance, is my portion. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So may I now begin, Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesu, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Today's daily psalm, in Jemrale, beginning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm is themed in the KJV, Miktam. Miktam le Dawid, a Miktam here, Bamarinya, Ye Dawid Kene. A poem, a composition. Yet Dawit of David, of the well-beloved of David. Yet Dawit Kene, corresponding to the English superscription of Miktam. Miktam, Miktam, Miktam. Of David, of David, of David. And I write up Kutaran, verse 1. Avetu, the ante tamnya lehuna tevkeng. Preserve I, oh God, Abetu, I father, his father, father of the house, Abetu, be ante tamnyalhuna. For in the eye, be ante in the eye, male speaking to he who be who he be, directly, Abetu, be ante tamnyalhuna. I put my trust. I put my trust in the eye, my confidence, my yea and amen in the eye. Male, but ante tamnya lehuna tebkeng, protect I, preserve I, keep I, tebkeng, kuter hulet, verse 2. Exiavi harin, ante getayi alhu, kante bekarra begoneta yelenyum. Oh, my soul. Exiavirin. Ante getayene alhu. Kante vekarra vegoneta yelenyum. Exiavirin, the sustainer, the good, the generous arm. Ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Ante getayi, my Lord. Ante getayene, the I, or my Lord. Alhu, I have said to Exiavir, the sustainer. Ante, the I, male. Getayi. Ante getayene. Alhu, I've said, you are my Lord, my Adoni, my Adonai. Kante vekarra vegonet ayelenyim. Except for the I, male, vegonet, goodness, yelenyim, there is not for I. KJV brings us out as, oh my soul, thou hast said to the Lord, thou art my Lord. Kante getayine alhu. My goodness extendeth not to the I. Here we have kante. Ka'ante bekar, except for the I, begonet. Goodness in the sense of, there's many words that are used for what is often translated basically as good. Here we have bego, in the sense of charitable. Goodness, begonet, that goodness. Yelenyim, I have not any goodness except for the I, kasiyavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous arm. Kuter source, verse 3. But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Fekadih, fekad will, fekadih, 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 the I, male, will. Fekadih hulu, all the eyes will be midr in the earth, the earthly plane. Balut, those who are. Kiddusanna, the holy one, the kiddusan, the set apart ones. And na and kuburan, the honorable, the glorified, the honorable ones. Kiddusanna, kuburan laino, is upon the holy ones and the excellent or the honorable ones, the ones of the honor, the glory. Kuburan laino. Kutav arat, verse 4. Wadalela lemia fat nuta mekracho wa yibeza ye kurvanacho winna dem ine ala fesasowim semacho nema bet and fere al taram. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. What a Layla, what a towards Layla, another. Let me fatanut those who are quick, fast, to another. Mekaracho, their sorrows, their troubles, their tribulation. Mekaracho, yibizal, increases those who are quick to go to another. Their sorrow shall be multiplied and hasten after another God. What a Layla, let me fatanuta mekaracho, yibizal. Note, that says, what a Layla. It doesn't say another Amlak. It says, what a Layla to another, implied to another God. But here, there is no God, because there is no God besides he who be who he be. So, therefore, what a Layla, let me find Tanuta Makaracho, Yibeza. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Ye Korvanacho, winna demine, Allah, fesis soum. Their drink offerings of blood, ye Korvanacho, Korban, the offering, the Korban, ye Korvanacho, win, and their offering, and of their offering, the blood, dem, ye Korvanacho, win, dem, ine, I self, Allah, fesasowim, I will not pour out, I will not offer. Samacho and Nim, and their names, Sim, name, Samacho, their names, Samacho and Nim, and their names, the Kenfere, my lips, upon my lips, Be, Kenfere, my lip, implied my lips, Samacho and Nim, and their names, the Kenfere, Alitaram, I will not call. I will not call their names in the sense of words. I'm not a call out. No, I'll not call their names upon my lips. KJV has, nor take up their names into my lips. Samachuanim beken fere alit aram. Kut amis. Verse 5. Ekezia vihar yariste dilla fentana stuayeno. It ayenim yematat ena antene. The Lord, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou, the I, maintainest my lot. The sustainer, wrist, inheritance, wrist, my inheritance, is the portion of mine inheritance. And Suwayino, Suwa, cup, Suwa, chalice, Suwayi, my cup, my chalice, Nau, he be, the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot, it ayenim, yematat ena, I strengthened, firm, fortified in the sense of maintains, ante, speaking to he who be, the I, ante ne, you are, the I be, kuter sidist, verse 6, gemed abamare sifram, wadek etchelin, ristema tewabetchelin, the lines, gemet, are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Bamare sifra. Be amare. That which is pleasant. Amare. Bamare. Amhara. Bamare sifra. In pleasant places. Sifra. The word for place. Gemet. Bamare sifra. Wadek etchelin. Now, here's interesting in the context, Hebraically speaking. And we touched on this going through the groundation in the Hebraics, touching on the Hebraics of it all. Speaking of the inheritance and the lines are the measuring cords which mark off the area falling, with a etchelin, she falls for I, in the sense of the lines, the measuring cords which mark off the area falling to a lot. You see, when the land of Israel was allotted to the tribes, none was assigned to the Lewawian, to the Lewim or the Levites, because Ekeziah, the sustainer, said, I am thy portion and thine inheritance among the children of Israel, among Israel, in Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. So, therefore, in like manner, the psalmist and I and I here in today's daily psalm, Mezmor Asarasadis, the Psalm 16, urges that his and I and I inheritance is a gaziavi. I and I inheritance is the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, the source. And he and I and I does not long for a share in the worldly, the earthly, the material, like in the vanities of the world, flesh, and the satanic system of things. Thou maintainest my lot. The psalmist is contented, I and I is contented with the knowledge that he who be, holds I and I destiny in his hand. So then, coming to this verse right here in verse 6, where it says, Gemet bamare sifra wadek etchelin, ristema tawab etchelin, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places, bamare, be amare sifra, bamare sifra wadek etchelin, yay, I have a goodly heritage. Ristame, rist, inheritance, riste, my inheritance, ristame, and my inheritance, tewabet chelim. She is beautiful, eyeful for I and I, divine heritage. So the measuring cords, which mark off the area falling to a lot, then was used of the territory so allocated. So his, the psalmist, Yadawi, and I, having been assigned to him and I, it must be, and it be, the choicest, the goodliest of the goodly, even I and I, divine heritage. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ye mekrenyin gaziyari harin nebakalo, degmom beleli takulalite, ye gesis unya, I will bless. The sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, Father, he who be, who he be, the divine majesty, who has given I counsel,
My reins, or here we have kula litoche, my kidneys. In the Hebrew, it's pronounced as kilyotai. Here we have kula litoche, my kidneys. Seat of the emotions, getting into that right there. Also instruct I in the night seasons. Degmom repeatedly in the night, belayli, degmom belayli, kulalitoche, my kidneys or my reins. Yeah, I guess it's unyam. They reprove, the sense of reproving I, in the sense of instructing I, in other words, checking one's emotions. Guter cement, verse 8. Hul gize, ekziavi harena, befiteya yawalo, bekenyen winna, alatawakum. I have set, ekziavi har, the sustainer of the good, the generous, of he who be, who he be, divine majesty, always before me, always in my face, always in my perception. Hul gize, all the time, always. Hul gize, gaziavi harina, befite, in my face, in my presence, in my perception. I see him. Hul gize, gaziavi harina, befite, ayawalo. Bek enye, no winal tower, come, because he is at my right hand. Bek enye, right? Enye, my right, to say my right hand. Bek enye, no winna, he is at my right hand. And Al Tawakum, for he is at my right hand. I shall not be disturbed. Al Tawakum. Kutar Zetang, verse 9. Selezi, therefore, Sele, because is Z, this, Selezi, because of this, Selezi, therefore, Liben Desala, Melasema Hasita Daregech, Sagayema Degmo Batesfa Tadaralech. Therefore, my heart is glad. Selezi, Liben Desalo is happy. Literally, Des, happy, Alo, says happiness. Selezi, therefore, Liben, my heart, Desalo, my heart says happiness. My heart is glad. Melasim and my tongue, Melasim and my tongue, Hasit Adarregech, Hasit, rejoicing, Adarregech, she does, and my tongue, she does, rejoicing. And my glory, here we have in the KJV, it says, and my glory rejoices. Sigayim, Siga, flesh, Sigayi, my flesh, Sigayim, and my flesh, Degmo also, Betesfa, in hope, in expectation, Betesfa, Tadralech, dwells, spends the night, she dwells, she spends the night, my flesh also shall rest, dwell, spend the night in hope, Betesfa, in expectation, in the yea and amen of he who be, we be. Kutar Asa, verse 11. Nefsin besiola ate tawatimina kedusehinima mebesbesina yaizena ate tawum. For thou, thee, I will not leave my soul in hell. Nefsin, my soul, besiol in sheol in the antipatriation state, besiol in the underworld, besiol in the place of the nightmares of the subconscious, the sub-sub. Nefsin besiol ate tawatimina will not leave her. Neither wilt thou the eye suffer thine holy one, Kedusehinim, and thy holy one, my best sin, Yaizen, to see corruption. Ate tawim, will not leave, and I will not suffer, will not leave thine kedusehinim, mebesbesin yaizen, ate tawim. Neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Kutar asara and verse 11. Yeah, he wot in them and get as I hang. Thou, the eye, will show me the path of life, of the liberty. Asai Yahin will show the eye. Mea will show to eye. Yeah, he will tin the men get the Menged, the way of Hewet, of life. Yeah, he would in the Menged as I Yaheng. Kofitihigar desfitana tegebhang. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Kofitihigar. And with the eye's presence, face, with the eye's face, with the eye's presence. Kofitihigar, with the eye, male face, presence, perception. Desfitan, desfitan. Desitan, joy, happiness, at a geb hang. The eye will satisfy. At a geb hang. The eye will satisfy I with happiness within, with your presence, with your face, with your perception, with seeing it from the eye way. Bek enye him. And in the eye, right hand, back, and your him is the lalema fisha alle, fisha alle. And at thy right hand, fisha alle, at thy right hand, there are pleasures, fisha, fisha alle, for evermore.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari.
መዝሙር 15 በቅድስ 16 የዳዊት አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና ጠብቅ እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አለ ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰው ስማቸውንም በከንፈር ያልጣ እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድን ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው እጣዬንም የምታጠና አንተ ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀች እርስቴም ተዋረች የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካል ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገስጹ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋል በቀኜ ነውና አልታወቅ ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋት ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወው የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኸኝ በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my life. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore, forevermore.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this.
Mizmor Tet Zain, Michtam le David, Shomreni El, Ki Hasiti Vach, Amart Ladonai, Adonai Ata, Tovati Bal Alecha. לקדושים אשר בארץ המה, ואת דירה כל חפצי ומה. ירבו עצבותם אחר מהרו, בל אסיך נזקיהם מדם, ובל אשא את שמותם על שפתי. אדוני מנת חלקי וחוסי, אתה תומך גורלי. חבלים נפלו לי בנעימים, אף נחלת שפרה עליי. אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני, אף לילות יסרוני חיליותי. שיוויתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד, כי מימיני בל אמות. לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי, אף בשרי ישכון לבטח. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחת. תודיעני אורח חיים, שובע שמחות את פניך, נעימות במנחה נצח.
Miktam of David. Hear, a midrash, Mizmor Tet Zain. Tet Zain, Mizmor Tet Zain. Psalm 16, Psalm XVI. Miktam le David. Shamreini el, ki yachasiti vak. Miktam of David. There are some of the rabbis, the Rebbeinah, that say Miktam is compounded of two Hebrew words that describe David, the well-beloved. Mak, meaning meek, and tam, meaning undefiled. And there are others who derive Miktam from Ketem, fine gold, Ketem, and say that Miktam of David means, quote, golden psalm, Miktam le David, golden psalm of David, golden psalm of David, Miktam le David, Shamreini el ki chasiti vak. Keep I, O God, keep I, O El, true good, true God, Shamreini el, Shamreini el, Today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, hear, Shema Yisrael. Here, verse 1, Shamreini El. That is, quote, protect me, protect I from evil. Shamreini El, ki chasiti bak. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai ata toati bal aleka. For I have taken refuge in thee, in the eye. I have said to Jehovah, Amarita la Yahuwah, thou art Adonai, thou art Adonai. I have no good but in the eye. Tovati bal aleka. Tovati bal aleka. Hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Mizmor Tet Zain, Psalm 16. Here are the first two verses. Miktam Ledawi, Shamreini El, Ki Hasiti Vak, Amarita Layawa, Adonai Ata Toate Bal Aleka. The phrase, thou, the I, art my Lord. The I art my Adon, Adonai Ata, Adonai Ata, is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they that dwell therein, and they that dwell in her. Hence, say the sages, a man embezzles from El Elohim, the true God, whenever he makes use of the world without a bracha, without a blessing. The sages teach that a man embezzles from Elohim, the true God, whenever he makes use of the world without a bracha, without a blessing. For only affirmations of El Elohim Ha'el's sovereignty can release the earth's fullness to man's use. Rav Abahu said, according to Devarim 22 and 9, the verse that reads, lest the fullness of the seed that thou hast sown be forfeited together with the increase of the vineyard, with the increase of the vineyard. This implies that this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. And by what means may it be redeemed for man's use? By blessing Yahweh, by blessing Jehovah. And the proof, Rav Simeon ben Lachish cited even today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, Hebraically here, verse 2, where it reads, I have said to Yahweh, to Jehovah, thou, the I, art my Adon, Adonai, Amarita la Yahweh, Adonai ata. The I, male, is I and I, Adonai. That is, when you are eating and you bless Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Ha'el, the true God, says, my good shall not be held against the I, Tovati, Bal Aleka. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things, the good things, you ate, or Tovati Bal Aleka, can be interpreted as, quote, my good shall be brought to the I, Tovati Bal Aleka. That is, none, no one but good things shall be brought to you, and they shall abide with you. Or Tovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, quote, I shall wear out all good things upon thee, the I, end quote. That is, quote, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. Rav Acha taught, what did Ha'el, the true God, mean by saying, Tovati Bal Aleka? I have no good but for thee, for the I, Tovati Bal Aleka. He meant, quote, whenever I bring a good thing into the world, I bring it for none, no one but you. The words Bal Aleka are read here as Biladeka, as in the verse in Bereshith in Genesis 41:44, and but for thee, Bil Adeka, Shall no man lift up, shall no man lift up his hand. Another comment on, I have said to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai ata. Dawid, David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruchu, blessed be he, Robeinu shel olam, master of the universe, universal master, though I am Melech, king, Negus, I set thee, as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus and Neges, over me, over I. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruchu, blessed be he, answered, quote, I do not yet regard goodness as firmly fixed in the I. Tovati bal aleka. My good is not in thee, in the I. Tovati bal aleka. In whom then is my goodness firmly fixed? Only in the holy, the Isla, that are in the earth, that are in the earthly plane. Likadoshim asher ba'aretz heima. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, does not call the righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth, in the earthly plane. Why not? Because the Yetzer Hara, the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara, keeps pressing him. And so Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not put his trust in him in this world until the day of his death. So too, Shlomo, Solomon. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7:20, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. There is not a righteous man up on the earthly plane that doeth good and ucketh not up. That Adonai will not call a righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth is what is meant by Likdoshim Asher Ba'aretz Heima, the holy that are in the earth. Even the patriarchs, the righteous fathers, forefathers, were not called holy ones, Isla ones, until they were laid away in the earth. For it is said in Eob in Job 15:15, behold, he putteth no trust in his holy ones, in his Isla ones. When did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, show that he had put his trust in them? When he said to Moshe, when he said to Moses in Shemot, in Exodus 3:16, go and gather the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, of Israel together, and say to them, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohe of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov. It was upon these that Moshe, that Moses leaned when he prayed, according to Shemot, according to Exodus 32:13. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants. Rav Phinehas said, had the patriarchs, the righteous fathers, in their lifetime, desired their abode to be in Shemaim and Shemaim in heaven, they could have had their wish. Nonetheless, until they died, yea, until their tombs above them were sealed with the top stone, even they were not called holy. Even they were not called Kedoshim. Rav Acha Bar Papa taught, what is meant by the verse in Eob in Job 24:22? He draweth away the mighty also by his power. It means that the Yetzer Hara, the inclination to evil, by its power draws even the mighty away. Who are they? The generation of Enosh, the generation of the flood, the generation that saw the dispersion of the races, the seeds of humanity, the races of mankind, and the people of Sodom. And so it is said that even if a righteous man, quote, riseth up, he trusteth not in the living. That is, quote, as long as the righteous is among the living, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, trust him not. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Hear, hear, hear. The dialect, the fourth verse, Hebraically, today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Eitz Zayin, Psalm 16, verse 4. Yerubu atzvotam. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu atzvotam. Thou didst multiply sorrows for all the B'nai Adam, the children of Adam, the children of men, saying to them in Bereshith, in Genesis 3 and 17, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And also in Bereshith, in Genesis 3:16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy travail. David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Robenu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, thou didst multiply sorrows even for the patriarchs. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, quote, have they suffered any loss? Therefore, Balasika Nisakehema Midam, do not look upon the oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood. Here, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, refers to the traditional practice described in a Mishnah. Quote, upon the lower half of the ramp of HaMizbeach, the altar, on the west side thereof, Kohanim, priests, placed portions of the lamb that was offered up and salted them. Then, leaving the ramp, HaKohanim, the priests, went back to the chamber of hewn stone there to recite HaShema, the Shema. Another comment on Yerubu Atzvotam, their sorrows shall be multiplied. David said, quote, thou didst multiply sorrows for the generation who in a time and hour of persecution, false prosecution, died to hallow, to sanctify, set apart, Shemeka, the I name. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, quote, have they suffered any loss? Therefore, Balasika Nisakehema Midam, do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood? Bal asik nisakehem midam, the blood, hadam, the dam, the blood of those who died to hallow, to set apart. Shemi, my name, is of more worth to me, to I, than all ritual offerings. Rav Lewi, Levi, taught in the name of Rav Idi, suffering is divided into three portions. One, the patriarchs and all the generations of men took. One, the generation that lived in the time of persecution of Hadrian, for example, persecution took. And one, the Lord Messiah, Moshiach Ha'adon, will take. What did they use to do to the generation that lived under persecution, under prosecution, even Hadrian's persecution and prosecution? They fetched iron balls, brought them to a white heat, and put them in the armpits of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, who were thus slowly done to death. Or they fetched sharpened reeds and drove them under the nails of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel. And in these ways they died for the hallowing, the setting apart, the sanctifying of Hashem, of the name. Another comment on Yerubu Atzvotam, their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu Atzvotam. David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, the men who hasten to come into thy door and delay their departure thence there, for them thou hast multiplied sorrows. Any one of these men, when commanded, quote, pour a libation to another God, to another Elohim, would answer, I will not pour it. When commanded, bring offerings to another God, to another Elohim, he would answer, I will bring no such offerings. Drink a libation out of a wine red glass, water, mere water, he would answer, I will not drink it. Make a vow in the name of another Elohim, another God, He would answer, I will make no such vow, for Moshe Rabbeinu, I and I master, has charged us, charged I and I, in Torato, in his Torah, in his direction instructions, according to Shemot, Exodus 23 and 13. Make no mention of the name of Elohim Acharim, of other Elohim. Bala sika nisakehema midam, ubal esa eta shimotama al sifatai, Yahua menata chelkiya wikosi. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Bala sik nisakehema midam, ubal esa eta shimotam al sifatai. Jehovah is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup and of my chalice. Yahweh menata chelkiya wikosi. Hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 4 to 5. Thou, the eye, layest up on me, up on I, my lot. Ata tomik gorali. Rav Yehuda, Judah, taught in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish that Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said, this was the portion laid up on me, upon me, upon I, at Sinai. Yahuwah menata chelkiya wikosi. Lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chibalim nafluliya banaimim. Hear, Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 6. The lines, chibalim, are two. The chibalim, the lines that are fallen to I in pleasant places, the chibalim manafluliya banaimim, the chibalim are two. The written law, the written Torah, and the oral law, the oral Torah. Rav Pinchas Phinehas taught, the lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chibalim naflu li abanda'imim. This means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said, when thou didst divide by lot the portions for the goyim, the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles of the world, my lot fell in pleasant places. Banaimim. Banaimim, in pleasant places. For Scripture says in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32 and 8, when Elyon, when the Most High, divided to the nations their inheritance. And then it goes on to say in Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 9, Yahuwah, Jehovah's portion is Amo, is his people. Ya'ikov, Jacob, is the cord of his inheritance. As a man might say, Ikle kle, gele gele, such and such a woman fell to the lot of Ikle kle, gele gele, such and such a man. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afanachilata shafra alai. This means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said, quote, because I take delight in my heritage, it is made goodly for me, it's made goodly for I. Reading these words, the heritage of his goodliness is upon I. Rav Yochanan took them to mean, quote, as a reward for keeping the commandments, Ha'el Elohim's glory is upon me, is upon I. Ebarek eti Yahuwah. Ashara ye atzni afalelota yisruni yakilyotai. I will bless Jehovah, Ibarek et Yehovah, who have given me, given I counsel. Ashara ye atzni, yea, in the night seasons, afalelot, my reins, my kidneys, instruct me, instruct I. Yisruni yakilyotai. Hear, today's daily psalm. Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 7. According to Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Samuel bar Nachman, this verse refers to Abraham. For Rav Shmuel bar Nachman used to say, no father taught Abraham, no master taught him. Then who taught him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he. Rav Simeon ben Yochai declared, This verse proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had provided Abraham with two reins that welled forth wisdom and understanding. Chokmah and Tabuna, Bina. You can see for yourself that this is so. For when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, revealed Himself between the halves of a heifer to Abraham, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, made Abraham see four things. HaTorah, the Torah, the Hekal offerings, the temple offerings, Gehenna, and the darkness, the disillumination of the exile in the four kingdoms. And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, made Abraham see HaTorah, the words in Bereshith in Genesis 15 and 17, a lamp of fire passed between these pieces. Eish, fire clearly referring to Torah, as in the verse in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like as a fire? And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, made Abraham see the Hekal, the temple offerings? The words in Bereshith in Genesis 15 and 9. Take I a heifer of 3 years old. And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, made Abraham see Gehenna? The words in Bereshith in Genesis 15 and 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, behold, a smoking furnace. And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, made Abraham see the darkness, the disillumination of the exile in the four kingdoms. The words in Bereshith in Genesis 15 and 12, and lo, look, and horror of a great darkness fell upon him. For further commentary upon this matter, see our I&I exposition of the first Mizmor, of the first song,
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 the first song.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
Shweety Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Shweety Yahweh, Linegdi Tamid. I have set Jehovah always before I. Shweety Yahweh linegdi tamid. Shweety Yahweh linegdi tamid. I have set Jehovah always before I. Shweety Yahweh linegdi tamid. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tetzain, Psalm 16. Hear Hebraically verse 8. I have set Jehovah always before me, always before I. Shweety Yahweh linegdi tamid. Rab taught, in making a bracha, a blessing, a man is required to say, Baruch atah Yahweh, Baruch atah Adonai. For a bracha, a blessing, wherein Yahweh, Jehovah's name, Adonai's name, is not mentioned, is no bracha, is no blessing. As Scripture says, even here, Shema Yisrael, Shweety Yahweh linegdi tamid. I have set Jehovah always before me, always before I. Both Rav Ze'era and Rav Yehuda Judah taught a bracha, a blessing wherein Ha'el, Elohim's kingship, is not mentioned, is no bracha, is no blessing. For it is said in Psalm 145 and 1, I will extol thee, I, Eli Elohai, my King, O King. I will extol thee, I, my God, O King. Rav Berakiah commented, what you say applies only to berkot, blessings, such as the bracha, the blessing over fruit, or the bracha, the blessing at the performance of commandments. In general worship, however, as long as a man mentions the name, the Hashem of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, he has done his duty. Ki mimini bal emot, surely he is at my right hand. Ki mimini, I shall not be moved. Bal emot, I shall not be moved. This verse proves that setting matters right according to the precepts of Torah, John's directions, instruction, was always and always David's concern. Thus, like this, though all the kings of the east and of the west were seated in their glory, Lifnei David, before David, he was not ashamed even when abortions were brought before him, but would examine them and say, quote, this one was a male, a zakar, or, quote, that one was a female, nekeva, quote, the mother of this one should regard herself as unclean for 40 days, or, quote, the mother of that one should regard herself as unclean for 80 days, end quote. It was of such matters that he said, according to Psalm 119, verse 46, even of thy tokens for ritual purification, I speak before kings and am not ashamed. Lakin samach libi vayagel kovodi. Therefore, lakin, my heart is glad, samach libi, and my glory rejoices. Vayagel kovodi. Rav Abahu commented, at the very moment that small-minded men propose to make use of kavod, of glory, it is removed from them. Another comment, therefore my heart is glad, lakein, samach libi, glad in words of HaTorah, glad in words of John's direction, instruction, glad in the words of the teaching of His Majesty, and my glory rejoices. Why Yagel Kovodi rejoices in Moshiach HaAdon, in the Lord Messiah, who will rise up out of me, out of I. Of this it is written in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 4 and 5. And over all the glory shall be a canopy. Afa Bisari Yishikona Lavetach. My flesh, surely, af, surely, besari, my flesh also dwelleth in safety. Af, besari, ayishkona lavetach, dwells in safety even after mavet, after death. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, this verse proves that neither corruption nor worms had power over David, over David's flesh, over David's flesh. For thou, the I, wilt not abandon my soul to the netherworld, to Sheol. Ki lo ta'ezova nafshi alishol. Hear, today's daily psalm. Mizmor et zain. Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 10. For thou wilt not abandon my soul to the netherworld, to Sheol. Ki lo ta'ezova nafshi alishol. In the grave his flesh will not dissolve like dust. Neither will thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titein chesedeka lirota shachat. A merciful man, a chesed, will not even get the smell of Gehenna. Another comment on, neither wilt thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titena chesedeka lirota shachat, ta shachat, ta shachat, ta shachat. Since HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, calls Himself chesed, merciful, as is said in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 3 and 12. For I am merciful, saith Yahweh, saith Jehovah. How could David, presume to call himself merciful, chassid, as when he said in Psalm 86 and 2, keep my soul, for I am merciful. Rav Huna explained in the name of Rav Iskandari, Alexandri, a man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled, is called chassid, is called merciful. Because David heard himself reviled and remained silent, he was right in calling himself chassid, in calling himself merciful. Thou, the eye, wilt show me, show I, the path of life. Tod da'ayni oracha chayim. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Eitz Zayin, Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 11. According to Rav Yudan, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Rovenu shel olam, Master of the Universe, show me the path of life. Tod da'ayni orach chayim. And HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahuwah, Jehovah, since it is written in Mashal in Proverbs 10:26, the fear, the reverence, the respect of Jehovah prolongeth days. According to Rav Azariah, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me, show I the path of life. Tod da'ayni orach chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower for, the meaning of, affliction. Since, Mashal Proverbs 6:23 says, reproofs of affliction are the way of life. According to Rab, however, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied thus, like this, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to Torah, to Jah's direction, instructions, since it is written in Mashal, in Proverbs 3:18, she is a tree of life, Eitz Chayim, to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that holdeth her fast, that holdeth her firm. According to Rav Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask David, wouldest thou eat without working? Keep the commandments, and thou wilt feast. For it is said in Mashlim, in Proverbs 4:4, keep my commandments and live. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Sova machota eta paneka. Do not read soba, fullness, but shaba, seven. The verse thus, like this, refers to the seven companies of righteous men whose faces shall shine like the sun, like the moon, and so on. As explained in the commentary on the Mizmor, on the psalm, in the Lord have I taken refuge. Another comment on, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forever, for evermore. Sova machota etapaneka mota bimineka netzach. The companies of the righteous will be arrayed in the form of the menorah of Hahekal, the menorah, the lampstand of the temple. That is described in Scripture as having, according to Zechariah 4:3, two olive trees by it, one up on the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. Which of these companies is the most excellent and best loved? The one standing upon the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one alluded to as arrayed, quote, upon the right side of the bowl. Bimineka ne'emota, bimineka netzach. At thy right hand there are pleasures forever, for evermore. Two Amoraim differed as to the kind of men standing at the right hand of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. One maintained, they are men in whom is the strength of Torah, of which it is said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33:2. At his right hand was Eshdat, a fiery law. The other maintained, they are scrupulous copyists and teachers of children who dwell in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For they are spoken of as, according to Hosea 14 and 8, they that dwell under his shadow. Each of them says, according to today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Teit Zayin, Psalm 16, verse 8. Shuiti Yahuwah l'negadiyah tamid, ki yamimini yabalemot. I have set Jehovah always before I. Surely he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Another comment on, thou wilt show me the path of life. Toda'ini, orach, chayim. Rav Abin took this verse to refer to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, for whom on New Year's Day, Ha'el, the true God, records his decree of life, a decree he seals on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. In thy presence, thy face is fullness, soba, of joy. Sova machota eta paneka. Do not read soba, fullness, but sheba, seven. That is, the seven requirements for the Feast of Tabernacles, Hachag, Sukkot, namely the citron, the palm, the myrtle, the willow, the booth, the sacrifice, and the rejoicing. Another comment on Miktam of David, Miktam le David. The superscription, Hebraically, the first verse, Miktam le David. David, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote, stained with sin, Mikotam am I. A parable, Mashal, a misali of a man who set out on a journey with but two Esars. Seeing an inn, he entered it and saw some people eating meat and others eating fish. He said, quote, what shall I do? If I say, give me something to eat, the innkeeper may bring me a pair of pheasants, and I have only two esars. And so he said to the innkeeper, give me two esars worth of food. The innkeeper asked, what shall I give thee? And the man answered, hast thou not heard the common saying, dance my shillings worth for me, for I? Just so David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have not enough merit to sit with the great, so make me be with the lesser. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are in the bedchamber, and Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron are in the banqueting hall. So make I be but at the threshold, as it is said in Psalm 84, 11. I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai, Hailiai, at the bait, the house of my God, my true good. If I have not even enough merit to be allowed at the threshold, make I remain in the courtyard, as is said in Psalm 116, verses 18 to 19. Make I pay my vows in the courts of Jehovah's house. If I have not enough merit, enough credit, even to be allowed in the courtyard, make I not depart from the inn. As is said, make I pay my vows in the midst of thee, of the eye, O Yerushalayim,
Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim,
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
We don't care who likes it or not. As long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is illegal.
Every government appointed for this earth today is illegal.
Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
מזמור ט"ז, נחתם לדוד. שומרני אל, כי חסיתי בך. אמרת לאדוני, אדוני אתה, טובתי בל עליך. לקדושים אשר בארץ המה, ואדירי כל חפצי בם. ירבו עצבותם, אחר מהרו. בל אשיך נשקיהם מדם, ובל אשא את שמותם על שפתי. אדוני מנת חלקי וחוסי, אתה תומך גורלי. חבלים נפלו לי בנעימים, אף נחלת שפרה עלי. אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני, אף לילות יסרוני חיליותי. שיביתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד, כי מימיני בל אמות. לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי, אף בשרי ישכון לבטח. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחר. תודיעני אורח חיים, שובע שמחות את פניך, נעימות במנחה נצח.
I'm
Watch the day.